Hey, everybody. Today on Charlie Kirk Show, what's going on with the Chinese Communist Party potentially hosting American voter data? We know they're hosting poll worker data. A major arrest in Los Angeles should be very revealing for the future of American elections. And why are we putting up with it? That's kind of the theme of this program. Why are we putting up with the Biden betraying our country, being traitors? Why are we putting up with all of this? I asked that question. As always, you can email me freedom@charliekirk.com. You could subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast by opening up your podcast application and typing in Charlie Kirk Show and hitting subscribe. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or college chapter today at tpusa.com. I love hearing from you, so email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. The question that many of us should be focused on is, where is our voter data being stored? If we're 34 days out from the midterm elections and the drumbeat is continuing and the red wave seems to be building, we've been asking the question, what do Democrats have up their sleeves? We pinpointed the potential disruptions in the 2022 midterms that we're going to see in just 34 days as ballot mule shenanigans, late October surprises, billions of dollars being spent by Democrats. We also just have a very simple question about the process of our elections, which is the Chinese Communist Party able to manipulate, spy on, profile American voters? This is just a simple question. Well, there's a company that all of us need to be aware of, and many of you are aware of it. And yet many people in the conservative media and almost all of the activist media is ignoring this. It's a company called Conic. Now, on October 3rd, the New York Times wrote an article. Stuart Thompson wrote an article about how far-right election deniers are pushing forward a conspiracy theory that Conic had secret ties to the Chinese Communist Party. This is one of the greatest self-owns in the history of the New York Times. If we had an honest media, the New York Times would be bankrupt, run out of town, laughed at, mocked at, and boy, are we going to mock them openly and repeatedly here on this program. The New York Times wrote this article saying, if you dare believe that Conic had ties to the Chinese Communist Party, then you're a conspiracy theorist. This is on October 3rd. Now, why would the New York Times write this article on October 3rd? They probably wrote this article on October 3rd because they were getting whispers that an indictment might be looming, and they sent this article out as metaphorical smokescreen to try and dissuade and to stop any sort of narrative from forming against Conic. Thompson, who is a misinformation and disinformation reporter, Stuart Thompson, is a typical degenerate that works for the New York Times, said that this was used to raise doubts about the integrity of American elections. The New York Times piece ended in a quote from the 51-year-old Chinese-born CEO, Eugene Yu, that says, they have no interest in the truth. The truth is inconvenient. So the CEO of this company, Conic, is Eugene Yu. Well, on October 4th, that would be yesterday, Eugene Yu was arrested. Now, who he was arrested by and what jurisdiction he was arrested by is highly suspicious. We're going to talk about that because I have a lot of questions about that. October 5th, CEO Eugene Yu, CEO of the company Conic, was arrested on suspicion of theft of personal identifying information and computer hard drives. So what is this company, Conic? Well, Conic is a little bit of a boutique firm. You can go to conic.com and they handle election logistics. Their website, conic.com. Streamline your election management process and save your staff time and money with our industry-leading software products. They have a patented type of technology called PollChief. It's their most popular software solution. You can check out their website. They have security and development. They talk about infrastructure and hosting security, all this nonsense. So Konik is the piping. It is the infrastructure. It is the kind of technology of which our elections operate. Now, what their relationship is with Dominion or Smartmatic, I don't know. We're just focusing on Konik today. So Konik, really focusing on the plumbing of our elections, the kind of in the weeds, grassrootsy type work, has now been accused by the Los Angeles District Attorney, George Gascon, who's an awful person. And I have a whole theory about the Gascon wrinkle of this that I'll get to in a second, because I do not trust Gascon at all, who's a big Soros guy. So I actually think this is a cover-up, not an investigation. And I'll tell you more about that in a second. Other people I've talked to close to the matter disagree with me. I don't trust Gascon at all. I trust Gascon so little, I think that they're trying to cover this up before we realize how deep this data breach actually goes. That's how little I trust George Gascon. And so Gascon says data breaches are an ongoing threat to our way of life. When we entrust a company to hold our confidential data, they must be willing to protect our personal identifying information. So what is the allegation? Well, according to the indictment, your personal information made it accessible for the Chinese Communist Party to be able to view it and to look at it. According to Gascon's office, Konik was required to store sensitive election-related information in America and make it only accessible to citizens and permanent residents. The company, though, had stored data on servers in China. The Great True the Vote, run by Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, two friends of mine. I've known them for about a decade. They're wonderful friends of the show. A Texas-based nonprofit, and you should support True the Vote, by the way. They do a great job. Claimed the company was guilty of what now you has been arrested. What's amazing, though, is that Konik came out and sued True the Vote a month ago around these allegations, saying that this is not true. Turns out there is some truth to this, that your voter data might be stored in mainland China. The story continues. I'm reading from theblaze.com. True the Vote, tarred by Thompson, this New York Times reporter, as a far-right election denier and conspiracy theorist, said, quote, Konik was assisted by many reporters who unblinkingly accepted their now discredited claims as fact and simply repeated them. So you was arrested yesterday in Meridian Township in Michigan with the assistance of East Lansing Police and the Ingram County Sheriff's Office. He's now going to be extradited to Los Angeles. Konik sells a proprietary software called PollChief, an election worker management system. It was used in LA County in the last California election, where it has a five-year, $2.9 million contract. Now, let me pause. Mike Lindell, who is a great American, for the last year and a half has been trying to tell people that China is involved in American elections. We never know the extent of that, but Mike Lindell was so passionate about saying that American voter data very well might be manipulated and stored in mainland China. Maybe that's why Mike Lindell had to be confronted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation at a Hardee's after he went duck hunting. This should be a total pause. This should be the biggest story in the country. You have a private company that is storing American voter data in China. How much exactly is being stored in China? What's happening there? Konik continues by saying, more information about Konik, I can continue the article. Its software requires election workers to submit personal identifying information, and Konik retains that information and then sends it over to China. Gascon allegedly violated its contract by storing critical information that the workers provided on servers in China, where you had lived until 1986. Why are we using election software that has ties to the Chinese Communist Party? How many states is Konik in? How many companies are also doing this? This indictment right here is a smoking gun as we head into this midterm election. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What else is going on here with the Chinese Communist Party's infiltration in the midterm elections? How deep does this go? So the critics will say, well, Charlie, Konik didn't actually count ballots or tabulate votes. But I'm just simply asking questions. I'm not making an allegation. I'm saying that we now have direct evidence that the people running our elections have ties to the Chinese Communist Party and are storing 1.8 million pieces of data minimum on mainland China. They lied about that. What else are they lying about? All of us that questioned the 2020 election were smeared and tarred and feathered and asking questions and called conspiracy theorists. Now we have evidence the Chinese Communist Party has information they should not have. How deep does this go? Look, in the good old days, we Americans argued about which policies to pursue to improve this beautiful country. Charlie Kirk here. Too often, we find ourselves arguing about whether or not America is great or not, or whether we should be ashamed or whether we should love America. The reason for this is simple. For too many years, too many of our schools have been neglecting to teach young people about our great heritage of liberty, presenting them instead a dishonest narrative of America as a fundamentally unjust or racist country. Hillsdale College is weighing in for America, the wonderful Hillsdale College, by offering a free online course, such as The Great American Story, A Land of Hope, Constitution 101, The Meaning of a History of the Constitution. As we get closer to Constitution Day, September 17th, I encourage all of you to enroll in one of these wonderful free courses from Hillsdale. And even better, encourage your friends and family to sign up too. Begin your Hillsdale course today at charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Check it out, charlie4hillsdale.com. So the question is, why is Gascon the one that has to indict him of the proprietary information of poll workers? By the way, poll workers also vote, so it's voter information. People say, it's only poll workers. Yeah, poll workers also vote, therefore those are voters. And it's not insignificant. It's over 1.8 million lines of data. Information over 1.1 million U.S. poll workers and voters on servers in China. That we know of, by the way. Very well could be deeper and more than that. Why are they storing it in China? Well, the Chinese Communist Party is playing for keeps. By the way, the Chinese Communist Party is opening police stations across the country. China operates police stations across America, oversee police stations to keep track of its citizens abroad. Why are we putting up with this? Because we're not a serious country. That's why. We're a very weak country right now. We've become a weak people. We've become a people where thugs go on the subway and start terrorizing citizens, and the men go back and start laughing and filming the entire thing. There's that video of all the black women that come wearing those green suits and start terrorizing people on the subway, and all the men just kind of back off. I don't want to deal with that. We become a nation where, like in Philadelphia, where the illegal border jumping criminal rapes a woman for 45 minutes and people do nothing for 45 minutes. Makes Kitty Genovese look like child's play. Why are we putting up with this? I don't know, but I'm at least glad that we're discovering how deep the Chinese Communist Party is into our elections. And so why Gascon? First of all, Gascon is the worst. He's the DA of LA. He's Soros funded. He's a puppet. He's a very bad guy. And so while this is worthy of notice, some people say, well, why is Gascon doing this? Now, I know some people very close to the matter, because I know the True the Vote people, and they have a different take. They say, well, it's a good person in the office that's doing the right thing. That very well could be true. But I think it's different. I think that this is a cover-up operation. You're trying to tell me that a Soros-backed DA is enthusiastically indicting someone halfway around the country around confidential voter information being stored in China? No. My guess is that this story goes a lot deeper, and this is the fairest hearing that this guy's going to get, fairest in air quotes. You mean the kindest and most sympathetic hearing he's going to get, which is the LA District Attorney's Office. And I think they wanted to get ahead of this before there very well might be evidence to show that this sort of infiltration, that this sort of illegal foreign intervention very well might be happening in states that are much more consequential than in Los Angeles. Imagine the outrage if we found out that Connick was doing this with voter data in Georgia, in Arizona, in Pennsylvania. The fact that it's LA makes some people shrug their shoulders. Like, okay, whatever. It's LA. It's not as if that's a battleground state. Not a big deal. 1.8 million poll workers. Well, hold on a second. But what if all of a sudden it was a lot deeper than that? What if it was battleground states like Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin? We don't know how deep this actually goes. And Connick seems to have contracts all across the country. If you go to Connick.com, they talk about their products. They talk about their election worker management, their asset management. They talk about how they're being used all across the country. This guy, Eugene Yu, who's a Chinese national that never should have been allowed to get a contract in America, let alone have a contract with some of the most sensitive voter data in the country. Eugene Yu, I'm telling you, this whole worshiping of tolerance and diversity for diversity's sake is going to be the end of the West. If you're a Chinese national, you should not be allowed to do business with the American government. Sorry. We're at soft war with China right now. You got to get tough. You can't have these fake virtues of tolerance while your country's being taken over by these maniacs from the Chinese Communist Party. Tough luck. It's not going to happen anymore. I refuse to be quote unquote tolerant of the Chinese Communist Party. They're buying our land. Well, people say, well, Charlie, you must be tolerant. No, I don't actually. I don't have to be tolerant of the Chinese Communist Party. That's different than Chinese people. There's some wonderful Chinese people. I'm talking about the CCP as a party, as a machine. They're buying up farmland by military bases. This is exactly why the left is so insistent about saying diversity is our strength and tolerance is wonderful. It weakens our resolve to say no when it matters. It weakens our ability to have toughness and say, you know what? No, actually, I don't think it's a good thing. The Chinese Communist Party has relations with our elections. I don't think it's a good thing that they buy up farmland. I don't think the Chinese Communist Party should be able to buy up our manufacturing bases. I don't think the Chinese Communist Party should be able to have police stations in America, which they do. WashingtonTimes.com. China operates police stations in New York City. What makes it possible? The regime of tolerance. People say, well, Charlie, you must be so kind. No, actually, I don't have to be kind to the Chinese Communist Party. We're in a non-kinetic war with these evil people. The Chinese Communist Party is evil. There's plenty of beautiful and amazing Chinese people. The CCP is an evil organism. They're modern-day Asian Nazis. Anything less of that is weakness, and you're lying to yourself. Look, I don't feel too good about the coming months and years, do you? That's why now is the perfect time to stock up on emergency food you're probably going to need very, very soon. Listen, emergency food is not for the paranoid. It is for the prudent. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company. They're currently offering a generous 20% discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. This kit gives you a wide variety of delicious breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, snacks, and more, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. It feeds one person for 3 solid months. But this sale ends soon. Go to preparewithkirk.com right now and grab your 20% savings off a 3-month kit. This is an affordable way to build your emergency food stockpile while you still can. If the day ever comes when you need to fall back on this food, it will be worth much more than what you paid. I promise. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. Preparewithkirk.com. A lot of you are questioning whether or not China really has police stations in America. Yes, WashingtonTimes.com. China establishes police station in New York City. They are called the Safeguard Defenders on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. And they have over 110 overseas stations that help the Chinese Communist Party crack down on all illegal and criminal activities involving overseas Chinese. That's not what it is. What it is cracking down on dissidents that might disagree with the Chinese Communist Party. They are building their colonialist international experiment. But we can't kick the Chinese out because that would be intolerant. You see, because diversity is what we worship. And if you would dare say the Chinese Communist Party is not welcome in America, they'll call you a racist. Do you see how when you make the accusation of racism so potent, it makes your country less safe? It all ties together. Critical race theory, tolerance, the weakening of America, diversity is our strength. Tolerance is everything we care about. It weakens the country. It makes your children have to grow up in New York City with Chinese Communist Party police stations. So I'm going to keep on talking about this Connick story in a second, but there's another one that ties into this. It's not every day where I have to watch and rewatch an interview, but the Mockingbird Media's lack of coverage of this Tony Bobulinski story is extraordinary even for them. It really is. New York Times, not a mention. Of course not. Wall Street Journal, I don't even think mentions Tony Bobulinski, if I'm not mistaken. Nope, nothing here. So who is Tony Bobulinski? Tony Bobulinski came out in the 2020 election with the goods. He had the evidence. Tony Bobulinski had the evidence that Joe and Hunter Biden, that's right, both of them together, are traitors to the country. Let's not mince words. We don't have time for this. Let's not say, oh, well, they did suspicious stuff. They are red-handed traitors to America, period. There is no other way to put it. Tony Bobulinski can prove that. So he sat down again with Tucker Carlson last evening for an entire hour, and it is stunning, shocking. It leaves you speechless. Speechless about how corrupt our government is, how infiltrated the Chinese Communist Party is into the American way of life, which ties in to this Connick story with Eugene Yu. It ties into all these different dynamics. And I want to go through some of these pieces of tape. We've selected, for those that didn't see Tucker last night, we've selected what we believe to be the most important moments of this, of Tony Bobulinski. So just some background, Tony Bobulinski served his country. He's a veteran. He was recruited by the Biden mafia crony crime family to represent them in foreign business dealings. And Tony Bobulinski had a falling out. Tony Bobulinski got defrauded by Hunter and Joe Biden. They were supposed to be business partners, but then Hunter went around him, started a different company, and then received $10 million without Tony. Tony got burned by that and is now, of course, telling the story. There has been an unbelievable blockade of this story. No one seems to care about it. Even some conservative media is just kind of shrugging their shoulders. Again, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, is a traitor to America. If your Republican elected official is unwilling to say that, then they don't have courage or they're not very smart. Let's go through the evidence, because I mean, that's a big accusation. Media Matters is going to write it up, even though I've been saying that for the last year and a half. Not exactly breaking news. Let's start with this one. Why is Tony Bobulinski speaking out? Cut 72. Tony Bobulinski on Biden's family business dealings. We're going to go through this piece by piece and build the case. Play cut 72.
Why are you coming out now again?
I'm coming out now because American people still are being lied to about the facts. Right? Nothing's been done. I don't want to be sitting here in December and they actually indict Hunter Biden. And then the American people are like, why weren't we made aware of those facts? This is crazy. I would have changed my vote for that congressman or that senator or that governor or that attorney general. So that's why I'm coming out now.
Tony Bobulinski had a piece of story and piece of information greater than the laptop, greater than all of that, that could have made James Comey's last minute announcement, Hillary Clinton, look like child's play. And they knew it. Even with all their mail-in balloting, their mules, Connick with the Chinese Communist Party stolen poor worker data, all the nonsense that went in the 2020 election, with all of that, Tony Bobulinski could have tipped the scales, and they knew it. So they had to suppress it. They had to destroy Tony Bobulinski personally. Why? Well, Tony Bobulinski said the following, that Joe Biden, this is him saying this, this is a huge accusation, that Joe Biden acted as the chairman of his family's foreign business dealings. Play cut 75.
But there are hundreds of data points that Joe Biden was acting in a capitalistic term, I would say the chairman. The chairman of JP Morgan doesn't take 8 meetings down with the people, you know, analyzing companies. The chairman serves a purpose, right? He's a figurehead. He shows up in meetings, shakes hands, advises, you know, has faith in his team. Effectively, that was Joe Biden's role in the Biden family business ventures and around the world.
And what were they selling? Are Joe and Hunter Biden super savvy at being able to put together private equity deals? Are they really good at being able to trade the markets? Do they have a special ability to pool resources and understand derivatives and high-frequency trading? Is Joe and Hunter Biden able to understand or get a patent of some drug that is going to come to market? Now, what is the reason Hunter and Joe Biden be able to make billions of dollars? What is their skill? Hunter and Joe Biden being able to go to the market, what would be their kind of, let's say, differentiating factor? Well, it's access to power. That's called treason. Being soft on China, allowing the Chinese Communist Party to do whatever they want to do. No investigation into the origins of COVID via Wuhan. Allowing the Chinese Communist Party to have police stations in America. That's right. This is Chinese Communist Party police stations in America. I mean, can they be a little bit more flagrant about how they're taking over our country? How about the CCP buying up farmland? No question with that. The lessening and lowering of tariffs? Sure. CCP being able to do whatever they want with Taiwan? Be our guest. CCP running concentration camps? Dumping steel and solar panels into our country to deindustrialize our base? How about the flow of fentanyl that kills well over 80,000 to 100,000 people a year? No accountability, no question. No, China's a rival. Instead, we're worried about a proxy war in Ukraine. while the CCP takes us over. But how much money did the Bidens think they were actually going to make off their proximity, off their access? Again, they're not engineers, entrepreneurs. They're not architects. They're not developers. They're not bringing something to market that is a compelling differentiator, except Joe and Hunter Biden have access. They have power, and they wanted the cash in. Play cut 95.
How much did Hunter expect to make from his business dealings with the Chinese?
I expected CFC was going to deploy billions of dollars through Sinohawk, and I was focused on taking those billions of dollars and making a return on it. And I expected to make hundreds of millions of dollars. I think the Bidens probably thought they were going to make billions of dollars.
How much do you think Hunter in the end got from this, from diverting this money? Do you think he received the money?
So he definitely received the money. I mean, the bank statements have been made public. You know, he received over $5 million.
And then what did Tony Bobulinski do with all this information? Well, he presented it to the FBI. And of course, the FBI did nothing. He had evidence that the Bidens committed multiple felonies. That's right. Joe Biden committed multiple felonies. But FBI agent Tim Tebow, who has now been, I think, run out of the FBI for corruption, if I'm not mistaken, never followed up. It's not exactly a concern. So you have multiple investigations into Donald Trump. The local Fulton County attorney. You have the Department of Justice, January 6th committee, Mar-a-Lago raid. And we have documentable felonies. And you're trying to tell me there's not a DA in America or a Republican attorney general that can't take and run with this thing? I refuse to believe that. The left will never stop until we hold them accountable. And stop wishing the DOJ is going to do something. Here's the prediction. I think Bobulinski even said this in his interview. Hunter Biden will likely be indicted on some tax stuff, low-level tax stuff, in December. They will use that as leverage to put Joe Biden in a penalty box to get him not to run in the 2024 election because he's become a deeply unpopular political liability. If Joe Biden had a 60 or 70% approval rating, Hunter Biden would be in the clear. They're going to indict Hunter on tax stuff, put Joe Biden in a penalty box, and then allow someone like Gavin Newsom or otherwise to run in 2024. Joe Biden is too deeply unpopular. He's too big of a liability. They're going to use the tax stuff as a way to put Joe Biden off the pasture and get Hunter Biden a little bit accountable. Then the FBI will be able to say in the upcoming hearings that Republicans will do in January, we'll see, we're nonpartisan. Yeah, okay, we raided Mar-a-Lago, but we also indicted Hunter Biden. They got this whole thing figured out. That's the way that the Bureau works. They're playing one step ahead with this stuff. Of course, where it's all nonsense, where the deeper question is Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden. We know Hunter Biden's a crackhead and a traitor, but Joe Biden being the conductor of the international business dealings, that's a big deal. Joe Biden is the most powerful man on the planet. With a stroke of a pen, Joe Biden can put tariffs. He can invade a country. Play cut 71.
They were supposed to be working a follow-up interview, and Tim Tebow, in his last discussion with my legal counsel, was, listen, we know Tony's cooperating. We appreciate all the information he's provided. We will follow up with you. We're definitely going to have him come in for a follow-up interview or spend some more time on this. And I haven't heard from them since.
No communication whatsoever?
No.
Since before the 2020 election?
Correct.
No follow-up. Why would the FBI follow up? By the way, it's not Tim Tebow, the former football player, just so we're all clear, Heisman Trophy winner. It's Tim Tebow who was working in the FBI, who, of course, hid information from whistleblowers about Hunter Biden. The FBI is so unbelievably corrupt. But they're going to try to get ahead of it, ahead of the Republican Congress coming into January, if Republicans win the House, which I believe they will, and keep the, you know, hold the Senate. Guys, win back the Senate. We don't control it right now. Let's go to another cut here. 73, the fact pattern is the FBI alone altered history in that election. The FBI became a government taxpayer-funded super PAC for the Biden family. Play cut 73.
So if we now know that that story was suppressed by a federal agency, the FBI, our biggest law enforcement agency, then how did the FBI not affect the election outcome? It sounds like the election was, I'll just say it, rigged in part by the FBI.
It was. It was. So you can call it rigged. You can call it stolen. You could call it suppressed. The American people can call it whatever they want. But the fact pattern is the FBI alone altered history in that election.
That's right. So now we have to live under a president who's purchased by China that can't speak in coherent sentences because our own government interfered with that. Why are we putting up with this? Why are we putting up with this injustice? Answer, we put up with crap every day, and we shouldn't. there are steps that the left goes through. First, they make you tolerate something. Then they make you accept something. Then they make you celebrate that something. And then they make you participate in that something. I've been on this theme the last hour about how the Chinese Communist Party is taking over poll worker data, how the Chinese Communist Party has purchased Joe Biden, how the Chinese Communist Party now operates police stations in our country. But we must ask ourselves the question, what other forms of injustice are we putting up with? A lot, obviously. But there's a story that I saw, which is one of the most extraordinary stories. And it deals exactly with this. And it's how the Chinese Communist Party is executing a takeover of America. So there's a story out of Vermont where there is a girls' volleyball team. Now remember, it goes from tolerance to acceptance to celebration to participation. This is the tyranny of tolerance. Again, most conservatives are afraid to say this. It's the moving of the Overton window. So there's a Vermont girls volleyball team that was forced to allow a man who obviously has a mental illness, and I hope he gets treatment, and I hope he gets help. I mean that. I don't mean it sarcastically. Was forced to change with the man in a locker room in Vermont, because that's the progressive thing to do, right? So this is the tolerance part, which is you must tolerate the man coming into the locker room. This is a public school in central Vermont. Well, the girls were very uncomfortable with this. The girls didn't like this, but they put up with it because the feminization of America, who's going to stand up for our women if women aren't going to stand? They're not going to stand up for themselves. They can't, obviously, because where have the men gone? We have a country of men without chests, as C.S. Lewis would say. So the girls are uncomfortable with this, and the man comes in and starts changing. But well, then the man, who thinks he's a woman with a mental illness, makes a derogatory and insulting remark. And so the girls say, we're not really comfortable with this dude in our locker room. We don't like this. These are high schoolers. So these girls then say, hey, we don't like the fact that the man has to come into our locker room. Why can't he go use the man's locker room? So what ends up happening? No, not a check and balance against the man who's making the girls uncomfortable. The girls get in trouble. And the girls are now facing disciplinary action for objecting to share a locker room with a mentally ill young man who is harassing them. You must tolerate it. You must accept it. You must celebrate it. And you must share a locker room with force. And if not, we're going to discipline you. Play cut 66.
High school student Blake Ellen and her teammates are currently barred from using the locker room after some of the girls on the team objected to allowing a transgender player in the girls' locker room. Ellen says the dispute started when the trans student made an inappropriate comment while members of the volleyball team were getting changed. She says her issue is not with having the trans student on the team or at school, but specifically in the locker room. They were told that under state law, the transgender student could use whatever locker room they identified with. In the email to parents, school officials say they are conducting an investigation into allegations the girls harassed the transgender student.
Now, by the way, this young lady, she's courageous for speaking out. By the way, she's wrong. She shouldn't even be allowed. The man shouldn't be allowed on the team. Now, what do I mean by the women who can't stand up for themselves? What I'm saying is the entire society is just taking advantage of these young ladies. And what are they supposed to do? Speak out to the media? Well, they're facing disciplinary action for that. Where are the men? Where's the people with testosterone in central Vermont that are standing up to these maniacs? Where are they? They're saying, we're not going to put up with this. It's the same issue that happens with the Chinese Communist Party establishing police stations and compromising voter data. Where are the dads that are saying, this is ridiculous? Nowhere to be found, I guess. So the girls are now facing disciplinary action. Again, the young lady says, well, you have no problem with the man being on the sports team. You're wrong about that. You should have a problem with the man being on the sports team. You see, you allow them into an inch, they take a mile. You allow the nose of the camel into the tent, they destroy everything. But that's not the point. God bless her for speaking out. Super courageous. It's terrific. But as I mentioned, the arc of liberalism, the arc of all the nonsense that is terrorizing our country, tolerance to acceptance to celebration to participation. So it starts with, you must recognize that this guy who has mental illness is a man, And now you must change with them in a locker room. You must. And remember the Virginia story of the young ladies raped by the trans boy? And then the school district covered it up. We're putting up with evil and injustice way too much in our country. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.